By now, we were all beginning to feel the first pangs of thirst. We needed to replenish our stock of water very soon. We were now in a mighty natural cavern about 100 feet wide and 150 feet high. Evidently, the earth had been cast apart here by some violent commotion, leaving a vast gap in which we were the first people to penetrate. I leaned my hand on the rock and found it had turned black. "A coal mine!" I cried.
"A coal mine without miners,"
said my uncle.
"This gallery was not cut by man."
On the dark walls was written the whole history of the coal period. A geologist could have easily read its different stages of formation. The seams of coal were separated by compressed strata of sandstone and clay. At one time, the earth was covered by rich vegetation created by the tropical heat and perpetual humidity. It was this exuberant vegetation that, lying at the bottom of the sea, had turned first into peat and then into coal. Then, a wall blocked our further progress. In no way could we continue.
"Now we know we are not on the route taken by Saknussemm,"
said my uncle.
"We shall have to go back."
"Yes," I said, "if our strength lasts. Tomorrow there will be no water left."